Josh kind of had you back when you had a little bit of a rough go in the first preseason. What did that mean that you had a coach in your corner?
Yeah, it was really the first time that I've ever had that, you know. So I know there was a lot made out of, you know, our first preseason game and everything, but just looking back, I'm happy that he stuck with me and you know, had confidence in me, and that obviously does a lot for a quarterback.
Was it that moment that you realized this is a good fit for you?
No, I mean, I thought from day one that this was a great fit for me. I had a lot of confidence when the trade happened. I was excited about the trade and excited for what, you know, I and we could do in this system.
You talked after the game about how well you knew the game plan, how comfortable you were seeing the field, how confident are you right now? I mean, it seems like you're playing with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I am, and I think we should as an entire offense, because we did a lot of good things this week, but there was so much that we can improve on that, you know, if we make those plays and if we do the right thing, maybe the game doesn't go into overtime or whatever. So we've got a lot. We're doing a lot of good things. We're improving week to week, and there's still a bunch of corrections to be made.
Kyle, how special was it for you to be named AFC Offensive Player of the Week?
It was a special win. It was a special week, and I guess kind of topping on all that, you know. But certainly just the excitement that we had after the win, and all the hard work that we put into the week, and all the preparation. It was certainly great to get the results that we did.
How challenging mentally was picking up this offense, and how different is it from the offense that you operated in
Chicago? Yeah, totally different from in Chicago, and that's not good or bad. It's just totally different, and it was a lot of work. It was the most that I've worked in the off season. I think the trade happened on Thursday afternoon, and since that Friday morning, I haven't really stopped, you know, putting myself in the playbook. I still got a long way to go. As just a overall comfort zone, but the more we're in it, and the longer, and it's not just me, because it was new for everybody. So everybody had to put in that effort, and we've done a great job so far, and got a long way to go.
Players talking about that line between thinking, understanding something, but having to think through it and just sort of knowing.
Yep.
Where are you on that spectrum?
Getting close, you know, and it takes a while, but I think for the most part, you know, you're not thinking. You're out there and you're reading the defense, and you're not thinking, well, what do I got this play or what do I got that play, and that just goes into the work we put in on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I've never been around a team that practiced so hard on those days and spends that much time on the field. So the benefits are paying off right now.
In what ways are you a different quarterback now than you were in Chicago?
I don't think really all that much. I go about it with the same approach, and whatever the game plan is for that week, I try to execute it, and the coaches do a great job of letting each and every one of us know what our role is for that week, and whatever my role is, I try to execute it the best I can.
You've talked about how you know, the game plan changes week to week based on the opponent and whatnot. How does that kind of speed things along in terms of grasp of the offense and philosophies?
I think it speeds you along from week to week. I mean, once that game is over with, you have to put it away and you have to move on to the next week, because you're not going to have the same game plan. So when we come in on Monday, watch the film and get all that behind us, starting Tuesday, I haven't thought about New England now since it happens, because you got so much to do for the next week that you're just moving on. I just think you got to do a great job of immersing yourself that week in the playbook and making sure that you've got that week. This is a huge week for us, obviously. Anytime you play a divisional opponent, it shouldn't be hard for you to get up for a game. This is any divisional opponent's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a 60-minute game, and it's on Monday night. So I don't think we'll have any issue being emotionally ready to play this game.
Josh just talked about how, trying to turn the series around. You know, that Denver's number a little bit. Is that important to the players too? Is that kind of a message he's given to you?
Yeah, you want to establish dominance inside the conference, inside the division for sure. And hopefully that's on a year-to-year basis, but we're thinking about this game and really not thinking of all the implications. We just know that it's a division road game for us, and it's going to be tough.
Kyle, maybe one thing that has maybe stopped you guys a little bit has been those third and inches. what do you see on that's happening? I know you corrected it by making a pass to Eddie Royal. That was one way. More of that or something you guys will focus on?
Well, whatever it is, running the ball, passing the ball, just executing that play and we should be able to pick it up running the ball, no question. We got a great offensive line, we got great backs, and just gotta, those situations, you can't block them all, and you gotta, my old college coach said, you gotta fake a few, you gotta block a few, and you gotta run over the rest, so we've gotta do a better job in third and short, and that's if we're running it or throwing it.
Kyle, there was a lot made that Jay Cutler and Phillip Rivers didn't really like each other too much. Do you have any relationship with Phillip Rivers at all?
I don't know either of them, and I don't go into games thinking that I'm going to beat this quarterback or out-duel him or I go into a game and say I'm going to do whatever I can do to help the team win, and we'll see where that goes.
Does your national reputation matter to you at all?
Not one bit.
No.
Nope.
So what was said about you in Chicago, were you aware of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough not to be aware of it. I mean, it's especially in a town like Chicago, you're going to know, but if you're talking good or talking bad, I don't think they got a very good idea of what my real job actually is. So it doesn't bother me one way or the other.
Now, Brandon, Josh just said a combination of the pass rush and the backs that the Chargers have.
Well, I know Chico pretty well, Ron Rivera pretty well from Chicago, and he bases his defense off of turnovers and creating pressure on the quarterback, and they don't want to get off the field, they want to score points, and this is a defense that certainly thrives off of turnovers. When they get them, they win, and when they don't, it's tough for them. So we're going to have to do a great job, pass protection, running right routes, me being accurate with the ball, and like all of Ron's defenses, they strip the ball better than anybody that I know. So we'll have our work cut out for them. I think we had 6 balls on the ground in the New England game, so we're going to have to get that fixed in a hurry.
Now, Brandon sure seems to put things with his head and his hip behind him. And are you guys, caught up on your rhythm because you missed all that off-season work?
I think we're close. I mean, I don't think we've had an incident here for a few weeks where we were kind of off or anything. So he's put the time in practice in the film room, and I think he's a special talent that's certainly caught up with the rest of the guys.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks.